This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Manufacturing is our entree to the gears of the American economy today. And who, boy, has manufacturing been on a ride these past couple of years? Clobbered by the pandemic and then energized by the pandemic, factory employment is the highest it's been in this country in more than a decade. But there is some data out from the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond that shows things are starting to cool down a little bit in parts of the Southeast. Shipments, new orders, employment all went down in the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond's area of responsibility, the Southeast part of this country. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishaw reports to get us going, things are starting to slow down elsewhere, too.
Mativ, that's M-A-T-I-V, is a Georgia-based global manufacturer with $3 billion in sales each year. It makes a lot of different stuff.
The filtration that filters clean air and water, whether that's in a hospital or your car.
Julie Chertel is CEO.
We make coatings that will go on glass structures, on smart glass that could make things bulletproof.
The list goes on. Overall, the manufacturing climate has cooled some, Chertel says.
You were feeling some contraction and some lack of clarity in the macro environment. And not significant contraction, but watching it very closely, we're seeing our order book, you know, contract a little bit.
But it's not evenly spread out. Chertel says about 60% of the products Mativ makes are recession-resistant, medical equipment, air and water purification. Other things Mativ sells, like commercial printing products, basically business advertising materials, that is more vulnerable. And the same goes for manufacturing as a whole. It's a mixed landscape. But in general, the slowdown has begun. Chad Moutre is chief economist at the National Association of Manufacturers.
Manufacturing activity ended the year on a pretty weak note, right? You saw manufacturing production decline in both November and December.
The manufacturing sector added only 8,000 jobs per month in November and December, well below the monthly average of 32,000 jobs.
And I wouldn't be shocked if we see some more disappointing numbers moving forward.
Even so, manufacturers' number one complaint has been trying to find workers. A sign the manufacturing labor market is still hot. And capital spending and construction have been resilient, Moutre says. So on the one hand, you have a slowdown in production and hiring. But on the other hand, the labor market's tight and companies are still investing. The answer to that puzzle may be that manufacturers see a potential slowdown in 2023 as shallow and short. Again, Julie Chertel.
We expect the first half to have some contraction in it, and we're feeling that now. We expect a healthier back half of 2023, but we're watching the signals pretty closely.
Just like everybody else trying to make sense of this economy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishaw for Marketplace.